चरणां ते व्रजभितां किशोरी गणैः महदीभिरपि पुरुषैर परिभाव्य भावोत्सवे अगाध रसधामनि स्वपाद पद्म सेवा विधौ विधेहि मधुरोज्ज्वलामिव कृतिं ममाधीश्वरी. The most munificent Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who has appeared in this special Kali Yuga to deliver us fallen souls, his most confidential associate, Sri Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Charan, is stating his heartfelt prayer in his exquisite text, Sri Radha Rasadhanidhi, in Shlok number 123. He is begging at the lotus feet of Ishwari that Upasya Charanam Buje Vrajavitam Kishori Ganai. This means that, oh my dear Adhishwari, there are so many Kishoris in Vrajadham who have all got Mahabhav and they all worship your lotus feet. Mahadbhirapi Purushaira Paribhavya Bhavotsave. And there are many men who are very exalted. They are great saints, yet they have no entry into the festival of your Bhav. My dear Adhishwari, Agadha Rasadhamani Swapada Padma Seva Vidhau. This means that your lotus feet is the abode of fathomless rasa, ocean of rasa. And madhuro jwala kritim videhi. Your seva is sweet and brilliant. Please make me fortunate by giving me this seva. So this is the gist of this shloka. Yesterday we have already relished shloka number 122, and in it we saw how Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Charan, he had got a spurti, a vision of Maharas, and he has enjoyed that, to see that leela as if he is actually seeing it, just like Sakshatkar. The same relish of Sakshatkar was present even inside the Spurti. But then suddenly the Spurti came to an end and he fainted due to the burning heat of Viraha. And in this scorched heart state, he has begged, "Oh Radhe, please protect me, please save." We can understand then that when the spurti stopped, how much pain of viraha he is suffering. The agony was so much that he could not bear it and he fainted. He started praying that, "Oh Ishwari, when will you give me darshan of that leela, actual darshan? When will you allow me to serve there?" So this is his prayer at the lotus feet of his Abhishta, his worshipped deity. Sri Sri Ras Leela is Sarva Leela Mukutmani. And getting a vision of this, it is the most relishing element. First of all, Vrindavan Dham, it is extremely sweet, extremely beautiful, like stacks and stacks of sweets put together. On top of that, it is bathed with the sparkling moonlight. And then the Mahabhavati, the beautiful 300 crores of gopis, dancing with Rasaraj Shri Krishna, golden beads with emerald embedded inside. We can see Rasaraj, Govinda, dancing above all with Sri Sri Radharani right in the center. So beautiful. What all musical instruments were playing there? Rabab, flute, daf. And mingled with that is the music of the anklets on the beautiful feet of 300 crores of gopis, the jingling of their bangles, all playing in unison. And Sukamuni said there was a tumultuous sound arising out of the ras floor. Although that sound was so high, it was very beautiful music. It was very sweet. And coming in contact with Govinda, his flute, his mesmerizing flute, and in that last night, every single ornament worn by the gopis, it had got transformed into Mahabhav. The sky was echoing with the sweet resonance of Mahabhav. It was the height of Aishwarya, infinite Govindas with infinite gopis, countless gopis. And yet none of the gopis, they saw the Aishwarya. They didn't feel an inkling of Aishwarya. They were so much overwhelmed with sweetness. There were countless musical instruments playing in harmony. Yet, above the pitch of all these musical instruments, two instruments, music, sounded the highest. One was a kettle drum and the other one was a trumpet. The trumpet resounding was that of Govinda's exultant ras, and the kettle drum was that of Radharani's good fortune. So which means that more brilliant than the music played by the various gopis, his great ras shone more brilliantly, and her good fortune too sparkled most radiantly. The Manjari's heart is full of great abhiman, great pride, that her Ishwari is on the center stage, and so she is singing her glory. She is begging for her seva. Although even she is seeing so much Aishwarya, but Braja Aishwarya is not like this. It is the treasure house of Madhurya, sweetness. Our Acharyas have written that the Aishwarya in Brajadham is Madhumai, it is nectarine. But Aishwarya, it can never be nectarine. As soon as we hear of Aishwarya of majestic nature, immediately we get awe and reverence in our heart. Yet over here, this Aishwarya, it becomes nectarine. Because the Manjaris are visualizing this, they are so full of sweetness. They have so much love that this Aishwarya appears as sweetness. Radha Govinda, they are appearing human-like. And all this pastime is appearing very normal and human-like. The Manjari is relishing the loving pastime of Radha Krishna inside the flower group. She is seeing that how Govinda is treating her with great reverence, and how he is treating her like she is the emperor of a huge empire. Govinda, he may be Sachidananda Parabrahma, but Radharani, she is Patteshwari, she is the empress. She is his empress. The poet has chosen words very carefully. Upasya charanam buja brajangitan kishori gane. This means that all the Ras Naikas, they worship your lotus feet. When Govinda, he left Radharani, of course, he did not actually leave her. He just left her because he could see the Vrajbalas coming closer, and we have already learned why he left her. He increased the craziness of the viraha love, installed her on the highest throne, that she is the superlative worshipper, and he proved that how her viraha is like a raising forest fire, while the fire of the viraha of the 300 crores of gopis taken together is just like a lamp in front of her. This is why each and every maiden of Brajadham considers Radharani as a worship deity. Some do it directly, some do it indirectly, but they all do it. Arupa Goswami Pad, he has divided Braj Prem into two parts. One is Sambandhatmika, another one is Kamatmika. Sambandhatmika means relation, and Kamatmika means with Kam or erotic desire. Literal meaning is lust. So the prem of a Brajavasi, when it is in parental mood, sakya mood, then this prem is said to be sambandhatmika or in relation. Why is this name relation given to this prem? This means that the atma of their prem is sambandha. What does this mean in English? It means that why is it that they have the prem? It is because they have a sambandha or relation. Why is it that Sridham Subal, they love him? Because they have a sakya relation with him. They have told him, Tumi kon boyolo, tumi ami shomo. Who are you? You and I, we are equal. Who do you think you are? You think you are Nanda Maharaj's son, so you are greater? You graze the cattle, we also graze the cattle. What is the difference? We are all equal. And this is the mood of a sakha. And so, they don't feel any hesitation to climb on his shoulder, and he also eats their uchishta, they also eat his uchishta. But if he will tell the servants of Nanda Maharaj, such as Raktak and Patrak, Subal, Sridham, I take them on my shoulders, I eat their uchishta, I feel sometimes that I would like to take you also on my shoulders and eat your uchishta. They will not like it, because in their case, they would like to serve him, and they would like it if he takes seva from them. So they won't feel pleased to behave like the sakhas. His mother and father, they beat him, scold him. Why? Because they have a relation with him, that we are his parents, we need to correct him. The parents feel that if we discipline him, if we scold him, then it is good for his upbringing. However, Sri Krishna, with relation to the sakhas, he never scolds the sakhas or misbehaves with the sakhas, because he is so afraid that if I am harsh to this person, then what if he stops playing with me? What will happen to me then? So this is why all transactions or interactions mm-hmm. between Shri Krishna and the loving devotee, it is based on what relation he has with him. How he behaves with the devotee and how the devotee behaves with him, it is depending on the relation they have with each other. While the Braja Gopis, they have Kamatmika Prem, that is their Prem. It is based on Kam. Of course, we know very well that Kam naturally, literally means lust, but we cannot call the Braja Gopis Prem as lust. So Kam here means intense love. Because a Braja Gopi, they desire nothing other than Shri Krishna's pleasure. Great, great, exalted, free from material desires, such men like Shuka Muni, they have called Braja Gopi's Kam as the highest. So definitely it is very, very pure. So this Kamatmika Prem, or this Prem which is called as Kam, we can divide it again into two categories. One is Sambhogechamayi, that means the desire to have Sambhog or make love to Shri Krishna. And second category is Tadbhavechatmika. This means to please Radha Shri Krishna and his sweetheart, like Radharani. In Brajadham it is true, none of the Brajavasis, they want to have any sense gratification. All Brajavasis, they only want to please Shri Krishna, all of them, whether they be the servants or the friends or the parents or the gopis. But in the gopis, it is maximum that they don't have absolutely any hint of sense gratification at all. This is why they have the Mahabhav. And even the slightest hint of desire for sense gratification, it is not present in the gopis. They only want to give him pleasure. So this is why the two classes, one class of sakhis, they desire to be united with Shri Krishna, to have to make love with Shri Krishna, and another class of sakhis, they permit that to take place. The ones who desire Shri Krishna, of course, in order to please him, they are called the Naikas. And these Naikas, their only goal is to meet with Shri Krishna and to please him in this manner. The Sakhis are again classified into various categories. In this we find that there is one class called Samasneha Sakhis. They don't wish to make love with Shri Krishna, but if Radharani so wishes, because after all, they just want to please Shri Krishna and they want to please Radharani, so they agree. Their desire in their heart is that they want their Sakhi to feel more joy than they themselves. Each Sakhi, Radharani feels that he is huge ocean of Shringar Ras, of erotic Ras. How much I will be able to satisfy him? So this is why, although the Sakhis don't desire it, she makes them unite with Shri Krishna. When she insists lots, then they agree to meet him in the Kunja, and not otherwise. নানা ছলে কৃষ্ণে প্রেরি সঙ্গম করান। আপনার কৃষ্ণ সঙ্গে হইতে কতি সুখ পায়। So Radharani, under many, many excuses, pretexts, she sends them to the Kunja. And she gets much more joy out of this than herself making love with Sri Krishna. Actually, all the Sakhis, they want only to satisfy Sri Krishna. But then there is another class of Sakhis. They are the Manjaris. Their whole body is made up of Sevaras. They only know seva. They only know how to do Radharani seva and also seva of the divine couple. Sri Krishna never wishes to unite with them, neither do they wish it. Although, of course, they are no less than the Sakhis. But it's just that their prem is so much and Sri Krishna prefers to relish prem according to the prem of the devotee. So the Manjaris are a special class of Sakhis. So now, our Goswami Pad has written, Rupa Goswami Pad, that all the Sakhis ultimately worship Sri Sri Radharani. And there is one way to classify these Sakhis, four categories. One is Sapaksha, supporting Sakhis. Second, supporting Sakhis are Lalita, Vishakha, etc. Second class of Sakhis are the Vipaksha or the opposing party, that is Chandravali. Third group, they support the supporting Sakhis. Fourth group, they support the opposition party. So it is not as if they accepted Radharani's supremacy only during the Ras. And once they enjoyed in the Rasleela, they forgot that Radharani is supreme. It is not like this. Even after Rasleela had ended, they continue to worship Radharani and think that she is supreme. Even the Vipaksha, that is the opposing party, headed by Chandravali, they are also very much full of ras, and they also accept Radharani's supremacy. Then why is it that they are opposition party? Is it not contradictory that they think Radharani is supreme and still they are opposing her? Why? Because they want to fulfill Radharani's wish to serve Govinda to the maximum extent. This is why they behave such that it gives rise to a lot of ras. It is because they behave like this, in the opposing manner, that Radharani, she expresses so many types of bhav that Govinda relishes. How this opposing party serves Radharani? Our Mahajans have said that the devotees who love Sri Hari, they never have jealousy, envy inside them. In fact, devotees, they should be always loving each other. They should never be competitive, envious. And yet we find that these gopis, they are full of mahabhav. Then how is it possible that they are jealous of each other, opposing Radharani, Radharani's party trying to again drag them down? What is this happening in this realm of ras? So our Goswamis have written that people who ask such questions, we think they have a very strange sense of humor. Here in Ananda Chandrika explanation, our Acharya has explained this, that in the sadhak state, if we have depression, jealousy, envy, these are all negative qualities. As long as we have these qualities, such as depression, jealousy, we will never get spurti of Mukunda and his divine pastimes. That is true. Then how come we are seeing such properties in the realm of Ras. So here our Goswami Pad has explained, yes, you are right. These qualities are negative and obstacles in the path of meditation for sadhak, but not in Siddha Swarup. As long as we are in the sadhak body, these are bad qualities, and we will have to get rid of these bad qualities. As long as these bad qualities remain, it is impossible to get divine spurti. When these qualities get destroyed, our conscious mind, subconscious mind, and our sense organs should get completely devoid of these negative qualities. Then what will happen? That Govinda's visions will automatically come in our heart. And now, when in Siddha Swarup, we will get these same qualities, such as depression, jealousy, etc. These same qualities, they are going to make these visions brilliant. And then, these bhavs will be called as sanchari bhav or passing moods. Because then, when we are aware of our Siddha Swarup, when we identify completely, then it means that we have gained a dominant bhav, our permanent bhav. In our case, it will be the manjari bhav. It is now strong. It is strong, and in this now, these bhavs such as jealousy, sorrow, etc., they are going to rise and fall, just like waves rise and fall in the ocean. Waves, when they rise and fall in an ocean, it makes the ocean more attractive. You prefer seeing a sea which has got waves rather than a sea which is still. This is why when we attain the state of permanent bhav, which is complete manchari bhav and no identification with sadhak body, in that state, all these moods, they will be attractive. They will bring joy. From where does bhakti start? It starts from shravanam, kirtanam, serving the deities. Through all this, we have to make our mind, subconscious mind even, completely without these qualities. External factors, they should neither make us, give us joy nor sorrow. We have to become calm, completely without rage. Bhagavatam is saying this, Kapil Dev is saying this, but here one question arises, that the our Chaitanya is saying that a devotee's body, it is not material, it is transcendental. So if he has already embarked on bhakti, he has taken diksha, everything, then his body is transcendental. So in a transcendental body, how come all these feelings remain? If these feelings remain, we cannot say a devotee's body is transcendental. But we are seeing around us that devotees, they have these negative qualities. So what is actually happening is this, that when we as sadhak, we perform bhajan, as we continue to perform bhajan, then through this channel of Guru Parampara, Ladini Shakti, it is coming down into us. And as Ladini Shakti continues to flood our subconscious mind, then it is uniting with our subconscious mind, and slowly by slowly the negative qualities, they are being destroyed. But we have to wait till Radhini Shakti unites, or rather mingles completely with our subconscious mind. Then there will be complete destruction. Till then we will continue to show or express these negative qualities. Here our Mahajan has explained with the help of mercury and sulfur that just as mercury and sulfur, they don't react instantaneously with each other. We will have to mix them and we will have to rub them together, then we get mercuric sulfide. An entire chemical reaction has to take place. So this takes time and effort. But when mercuric sulfide will completely occur, it will form, then definitely there is a complete transformation. This is why we have to go through the stages that Adau Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha Ruchi Asati, Rati. And Prem is the last stage. So Bhakta has to travel through all the stages. And as we are traveling through these stages higher and higher, we will retain some negative qualities and also we will gain spiritual qualities. Like the spiritual qualities will keep on getting increased, negative qualities will keep on diminishing, and ultimately we will become Siddha Swarup, or we will realize Siddha Swarup. Of course, for this we have to be very careful, no aparadh, take instructions, carry on sadhana, all the rules of bhakti, of bhajan process are there. We will have to be very careful, put them into practice, what are we hearing, and then it is a sure short process that we attain prem. And then aprem bariha sneha man pranay. This prem, it will increase and become sneha man pranay. And this is why now it is surprising that after going through all these stages and attending Mahabhav, at this stage the gopis are at Mahabhav, again those same qualities which we got rid of with so much effort and rules and everything, now they are coming there. So here our acharyas have written that, or rather our Rupa Goswami Pad has written that not only jealousy arises, but jealousy arises with its entire family. There are many sub-jealousies such as chapala, isha, small matsal, big matsal. And not only this, Shri Krishna, he loves all these jealousies. It gives him great pleasure. And when Radharani goes through all these jealousies, then Govinda just enjoys it like anything. Just see what is happening here. Because of all Chandravali and her party, Radharani, she is feeling so jealous. And this is why she is going through all the stages of, such as Khandita, means she is in great anger. Kalahantarita, she is hurt, she feels insulted. And then she is chastising him. She is being sarcastic towards him, sometimes directly, sometimes indirectly. She is impatient with him, rebukes him. So many different rough conversation arises out of her sweet lips, and Govinda, he just loves it all. Goswami Pad is explaining with the help of an example that Vrinda, she was telling Govinda that when you were standing on top of the Govardhan and playing the flute was actually saying Radha, Radha. but only Radharani and her supporting sakis, they could make out that the flute is playing Radha. And hearing that same flute, Padma, she took Chandravali and she made Shri Krishna meet her. So Vrinda is telling Govinda that when Radharani heard this from again the mouth of her sakis, became so sad when she heard this that the flute was actually calling out her name, and yet Padma took Chandravali with her and made him meet her. She became so sad, exactly how she feels when Jatila keeps on scolding and screaming at her. So, not only like this, but this opposition party, they perform some more pastimes. For example, when Padma came to know that Radharani is meeting Shri Krishna in the Surya Mandir, she rushed towards Jatila, and Jatila said, "Oh Padme, my child, from where are you coming?" She said, "I am coming from Vrindavan." "Oh really, did you see my daughter-in-law?" "Oh yes, very much." "Where did you see her? Did she go to the Surya Mandir?" "Oh yes, yes." "Okay, I don't know," Jatila said, "I don't know why is she so late in returning. I'm worried." She said, "Oh, you don't know that Nanda's son, that Krishna, he has closed her in one room. He has shut her up in the room inside the mandir. Go, go, run." And Jatila, she just took her stick and she started running. So this is the only job they have. It is because they want to arouse Ras in both, in Govinda as well as Radharani. So in this manner, the opposing party, they are serving the Ras ports. If the opposing party would not have been there, there would not have been these attractive waves in the ocean of love. And our Goswamis, they have explained each and every jealousy with the help of an example. So ultimately all the sakis, they are serving the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, including the opposition sakis. And Sriman Mahaprabhu, having mercy on us.